This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Lynn City Councilor-at-Large, Brian LaPierre. And Brian, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you again.
Well, here we are coming, springtime, right? And although it doesn't really quite feel like it here this week, but I don't know why I digress like that. That's unnecessary. But Brian, first of all, as we said, welcome. Thanks for joining us. We have a few updates, and I want you to tell us about a new app for the city of Lynn that was designed by, I believe, Marshall Middle School students. Give us the backstory on this one.
Yes, coincidentally, Bill, as we roll into spring this past Monday, the city of Lynn has launched what is called the See, Click, Fix app. And you're absolutely right. We learned first about this going into a classroom, an eighth grade classroom at Marshall Middle School, where civic students with their teacher, Luke Maas, was trying to work on how to improve our city. And they come up with this idea as a partnership, and it's called See, Click, Fix, for residents to actually go on, and you can download an app, and you can report things to our DPW, for example, trash removal issues, sidewalk concerns, a new tree that needs trimming or pruning, or even a requesting of a new tree, graffiti that's on surfaces throughout the city that could be cleaned up. And you notify various departments throughout the city of Lynn, and it just saves on time. There's a nice log. You get to go. You see the problem. You click and take a picture of it. You submit it to the proper agency, like a DPW, and then it becomes the onus becomes on them. So you're not bothering counselors or the mayor's office or everyone. It's more civic engaged. People can really take to this app and see things in real time get solved and make the progress that we need to make in our great big city of Lynn. So we're very excited about that, and it's all over our Facebook pages. I've downloaded the app myself. We're encouraging residents to do so, and that launched this Monday, and we're hoping that's going to be a great partnership with See, Click, Fix and improve some of the quality of life issues around the city of Lynn.
And I understand there's already been a pretty positive response to that, right?
Yeah, I think a couple dozen things have been reported and are being worked upon since Monday. And that's only a couple days old now, so that's really terrific. And people are really taking to this app and making use of it.
Well, our audience, Brian, we have a lot of complainers in our audience, so it's probably just going to take off now, you know, if they hear you. all right. Let me ask you about a couple of things. Your job as a city councilor, it's one of those jobs that never ends, for sure. I mean, it's not like you wrap things up and in June you say, oh, pretty well done here for the year. There's always something. And but one thing that you guys have been working on for a while is this VA clinic on Boston Street. Tell us the backstory on this and where the city of Lynn stands with that clinic that serves not just Lynn but other communities here on the North Shore.
Sure, Bill. So recent developments, you know, going back to 1998, the city of Lynn has always had a veterans clinic in our city. And as you say, it's located at 225 Boston Street, right in the heart of our city, the geographical center of Lynn. So our veterans and other North Shore veterans can utilize this space and go and get the treatments that need and their prescription drugs and all the checkups and so on and so forth, saving them trips into places like Jamaica Plain, for example, or down in Bedford. So it's always on the chopping block in terms of federal government and consolidation plans and trying to move people to these other locations and remove it from the city of Lynn. Well, great news. This time last year, our EDIC, which is our Economic Development Department, led by Jim Cowdell, who's our director, actually, we purchased the building. The EDIC purchased this 225 Boston Street, which, by the way, houses other small tenants as well, like dental offices, professional offices. It's all at 100% occupancy. So the city of Lynn, with the partnership through the EDIC, now owns that building. And just recently, Jim Cowdell updated the council last week on a new tenant agreement that will keep the Veterans Administration Clinic in Lynn for hopefully the next 6 years. It's a three-year with a three-year option to renew. So that could be really strong into the year 2030 for our residents who access those vital services for our veterans. And we're really proud to keep that clinic in Lynn. And we want to thank Mass Senior Action and so many other veterans and their advocacy, the Veterans Council in Lynn, of course, EDIC, the mayor, the council, everybody that worked hard to maintain first-rate veteran services in our city.
All right. Well, Brian, let's hop in the car. Let's drive up Boston Street to Broadway, hang a left there, and tell me about Pickering, the Pickering Middle School, and the breaking of the ground possibly soon for the new Pickering Middle School.
Yes, exciting news. The funding has been all allocated. It's a $166 million investment in our city. The first new school since Thurgood Marshall back in 2014, I believe, was constructed. So it'll be 10 years before we got to break ground on another middle school. And like you said, this is going to be a terrific, terrific building. It's set to break ground in late April, early May, with a completion date of 2026. If everything goes well and we stay on schedule, this will be a huge, huge student population of around 1,400, replacing the 130-year-old building that exists now on Conomo Ave, which has about 600 students in it now. So it will more than double enrollment. It's going to have the same modern programming and equity programming that Marshall offers as well. And it's another step towards solving our great middle school bulge, if you will, in terms of Lynn students and its population skyrocketing really in our school. So we are very proud of this moment that to have the financing, 80% of which will be reimbursed by the state Massachusetts School Building Assistance Authority program. So we're very excited. I want to thank everybody that's involved. I happen to be one of the counselors that serves on the Pickering Buildings Committee. And we are moving forward, and it's a lot of time, a lot of meetings, and making sure that things are now moving from the design and planning stages to the actual breaking of the ground on site back on in Magnolia Park behind the existing Pickering and Sisson Elementary School, if you will.
Brian, I know I talked to Senator Crichton just a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about the need for new schools, especially now the focus probably going to be on elementary schools. And, you know, we were talking that, you know, in this case, you, as you just noted, Brian, the last new school in Lynn was 2014. So that's 10 years ago. At that pace, that's not going to work, is it? I mean, there's got to be some changes to try to update these old, old elementary school buildings.
Yeah, you mentioned Senator Crichton, great colleague of ours at the state delegation. He has a bill right now that we wholeheartedly support to change the actual funding formula for gateway cities that struggle, like Lynn, to build new facilities. And we have to think out of the box in our next round. Like you mentioned, the older elementary schools, over 100 years old and plus, Aborn, Brickett, Cobbett, Tracy, that's four off the top of my head that really need new buildings. So we've got to look at a new concept, which would be perhaps building a 1K-8 complex, if you will, a big elementary K-5 complex that would, you know, allow for us to consolidate some of the older neighborhood elementary schools and build one big complex with state dollars. But getting into the pipeline of the MSBA system and doing that, like you said, we cannot wait another 10 years to do that. And we've already bonded some money for this new Pickering. So it's a challenge for us. We're up to the challenge. We have to solve this crisis because we cannot wait 100 years, for example, to build 10 new schools in Lynn. So no, we've got to shorten that timeline for sure.
No, exactly. All right. Maybe just give us a fast overview on any transportation notes you can share with us. That's commuter rail, buses, and of course, that Lynn Ferry.
Yes, of course. So we've made great progress on the commuter rail over on the Ellis Street parking lot. As you know, the old garage is under refurbishment for a few years. Thanks to the state delegation and working hard with Mayor Nicholson and the council, we were able to launch a earlier than expected temporary platform that doesn't even feel temporary when you go and reside over on Ellis Street. This is behind sort of Union and Sylvie Street, if you will. There's a parking lot there. That's now constructed with a platform going both northbound and southbound into North Station once again, and then up to Salem and Newburyport area. So that line is now active and running. It was put together ahead of schedule and on budget. We had a ribbon cutting with Lieutenant Governor Driscoll and GM Eng, I think about 6 weeks ago in early February when it was really cold. And we were very excited to be able to launch that and have our residents not have to worry about going to Swampscott and Revere and other places to catch a train or a bus. And on the ferry, it is ready to launch once again through Jim Caudill and EDIC. That's a year two of a two-year program. And that's going to probably, boat will be in the water by May, I would believe. and that will run through October once again for our second year of reinstituting the Lynn Ferry. So we're super excited about that transportation access and that option for commuters heading into Boston every day.
All right. I want to ask a political question here, Brian, and that would be Peter Capano, state rep, former city councilor of the city, union head at GE for many years, is announced just recently that he will not be seeking re-election. So that seat comes up in it comes up in November, but the key primary would be coming up in September. So I understand, at least through the item, two candidates have announced. That's city councilor at large Hong Nett, a colleague of yours, and Sean Reed, school committee member, newly elected school committee member Sean Reed, have announced that they are going to seek that seat. Can you share any more light on how you see that race, or have you heard any other names possibly getting in?
Yeah, I haven't heard other names, but I do want to reflect back on Representative Capano, who was a city council colleague of mine, as you noted, and a great laborist and, as you know, a real working class person that spent a great deal of time on the Hill advocating for working people. And I'm so happy for Pete and his retirement, and he really does deserve a long, healthy retirement, prosperous and so on, because he's been a great ally and colleague for so many years. I've got to know him really well over these years. So we wish him well. With that opening and with that being said, you have Councilor at Large Nett, who I'm very close to, and Sean Reed, frankly, who was a key component of my first few runs for city council. So I'll be on the sidelines rooting them both on, it feels like. I don't get to vote in this district of the 11th Essex, which is West Lynn and Nahant. I have not heard of other names, but I know that both Reed and Nett are real dogged campaigners. So this is going to really, it's a September 3rd primary, as you may have noted there. It's a Democratic primary. Right after Labor Day, this thing will happen. I don't know of anyone else who is taking out papers. They have until the end of April to do so. Both take them out and then submit them. But that's going to be a very spirited race in both West Lynn and Nahant. All eyes will be on that, because there isn't anything really on the ballot beyond that this fall until we get to November. So wish them both the best of luck, and may the best person win.
I know a few years ago when Peter first ran, when the seat was open, didn't Hong Nett run in that race too? Am I wrong on that, or was that?
He did. Yeah. You have a good memory, Bill. It was Drew Russo, Pete Capano, and Hong Nett in that race. Well, three people were running and really splitting the vote, and that was the open Creighton seat at that time when Creighton, Brendan, moved to the Senate. So that is going to be quite a race between these two, a relatively newcomer on the school committee in Reed and an established longtime city councilor in Hong Nett, councilor at large citywide. So we think this could be close, no doubt.
Yeah, and you mentioned Drew Russo, a former head of the Lynn Museum and now working in human resources at Lynn City Hall. So, yeah, I know a name that once there was a rumor that he might go for it, but apparently not. So, yeah.
That's right. He has declined the opportunity this time around. I think he's very content and doing a great job for us as the personnel director for the city of Lynn.
All right, Brian, anything else or any other updates that you want to share with us here?
Goodness, we covered a lot in about 10 minutes, Bill.
We did. I made sure you went quickly and were right on message. That's all my – I did all of that, Brian.
No. Yes, you did. You always do. You always come through in the end, Bill.
Not at all. No, Brian, great, concise information. But, again, thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully we can be in touch soon.
Absolutely, Bill. Anytime. Great to be with you.
Yep. Brian LaPierre, Councilor at Large, City of Lynn, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.